I would suppose one of the most neglected things in all of Christendom is that of prayer. We have two vehicles by which we can communicate and hear from God. The first being, obviously, God's Word. The second being, and not any less important than the first, is prayer. We need to hear from God through His Word, and we need to hear from God through our praying. I'm convinced that God hears more from us in our praying than we hear from God in our praying. Most of us are in a hurry to get our prayers off, but we're not too interested in hanging around long enough to hear what God has to say to us. Prayer is communication. Prayer is dialogue. We make it a monologue. We make it what we want to say to Him, and we get our little quickie prayers off to Him, and maybe we get that off to Him, and then we don't wait to hear what He has to say to us. And we are anything less, I would suppose, than being persistent in our prayer life. I believe that in the Lord's great Sermon on the Mount, He gives to us the principles by which we are to ask of Him. And I have called this the rule of asking. God has a rule, and we need to follow the rules. And one of the reasons why we don't receive the kind of answers to prayer, and one of the reasons why we don't pray like we ought to pray, is because we don't follow the rules. How many of you have tried to put something together when your children were growing up, and you tried to put something together on Christmas Eve, and you dumped out all the parts on the floor, and you started putting it all together, and all of a sudden you figured out, well, I've got more parts left than what I've actually used, and or you come to some place and you say, well, wow, I don't know where this thing goes. This is an odd looking thing. Where in the world does it go? But yet you've not looked at the directions. You've not looked at the rules. We like to rush and get things done without looking at the rules. And we as Christians, I'm afraid, are just like that when it comes to the things of God. We just want to rush into it. We don't want to follow the rules. And as a result of that, we are deficient in what God wants to give to us. We are deficient in the answers to prayers that we need because we are far less than being persistent. We're not following the rules. So perhaps you've wondered why it seems some people have more powerful answers to their prayers, or they have more powerful prayer lives than you do. Could it be because their faith is stronger? Or could it be perhaps that their relationship with God is better? Perhaps it might be the way in which they pray, or maybe it's saying the right words, or praying in the right posture, or even at the right time of the day. Certainly, our walk with the Lord is absolutely essential and must come into consideration as we pray, but probably the best answer may well be their persistence. They never gave up. This morning, I want us to consider three important things about our prayer life. I want you to please consider with me this morning the pattern, the purpose, and the power of persistent prayer. Let's first deal with this matter of the pattern of persistent prayer. I want you to consider, if you would, the impact that prayer has. We need to know that prayer is to be active rather than passive. Would you look at the text? Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. These are not passive verbs. These are verbs that require action from us. Asking, seeking, knocking is activity. Perhaps we are way too silent. We are way too motionless. We are way too not expectant in our prayer lives. The impact of prayer is hinging on the activity of our prayer life. How busy are we really in asking and seeking and knocking? The natural progression of action from least aggressive to most aggressive is what we see here. Ask is not very aggressive. Seek is a little more aggressive, but knocking is pretty aggressive. God, have you heard me? I'm coming to you again, and I'm going to knock until it's opened. If we pray half-heartedly, if we pray maybe once or twice a week, we should not expect much from God. We really cannot be New Testament Christians if we don't have a prayer life. Do you find sometimes that the activity of your life often seems to prevent your activity with God? It seems to prevent your active prayer life. You find that you get up in the morning and you've got a dozen things already on your list to do, and you know you need to pray, but you don't pray, and you've gone through all day long, and you come to the end of your day, and you're exhausted, and you're ready to lay your head down on your pillow, and you still haven't prayed, and then all of a sudden you fall asleep. And so you've gone a whole day without speaking to the Lord, without seeking His direction, without seeking His advice, without telling Him, God, this is what I need in my life today. It's not that He doesn't know what we need. The Bible says He knows what we have need of even before we think or ask. And so you might say, well, then why do I need to ask? Because God expects us to express our faith in Him to perform. And so we need to ask, and we need to spend time in prayer. So we really can't be the New Testament kind of Christian, what the Lord says we need to be in His Word, without prayer. You just can't be. These are words that we see in this first verse of our text today of continuous action. Asking, seeking, and knocking. So we see then that there are three steps to being persistent in our prayer life. Asking to make a request of God. We ask something of God when we have a need. God, I have this financial need. God, I have this health need. God, I'm in this crisis and I need your strength. I need your help. I need your grace to deal with it. I'm seeking your wisdom about a job. Whatever it is, we need to ask God about the things of life that pertain to us. And we ask God because He can provide all of our needs. That's why we ask. Nothing is deficient about our God. Everything that we have need of is available through our God. He's not broke. He's not poor. He has everything. The Bible says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So everything belongs to God. Why wouldn't we go to God and ask Him? And we need to believe His ability to meet the needs that we have in life. Seeking then is asking plus action. We seek when we need something of value to us. And there are times when we need to take an active role even in the answer to prayer. Sometimes we are the answer to prayer. Sometimes we ask God to do something in our lives or to do something in the fellowship of the church or to provide something that we have need of in the matter of growing kingdom work here at North Oak. And so we ask God and we ask Him to give it to us as if He's going to throw down manna upon us and we're to do nothing. Sometimes we are the answer. God, give to us that which we need. And maybe God is saying to us in our hearts, hey, you're sitting on it. Get your heart right. We often are the answer. Martin Luther said, pray as if everything depends on God, then work as if everything depends on you. You see, we express our faith in God when we become active in our prayer life. You know, we often just pray and sit on our laurels and say, okay, God, it's your turn now. I've asked. And God says, but I want you to be participants in this. And oh, what blessings we miss when we're not participants in our prayer life. When we ask God and then we're not out there and asking God, God, use me any way you can to answer the prayer of my life. And he will do it. Knocking, then, is asking plus action plus attitude. Asking, action, and attitude. The petition is the asking. God, this is what our need is, and we're asking you for that. And then the purpose is expressed in our action. It means that we mean business with God, that we're not being immature in our prayer life. God, we're serious about this. It's kind of like you're going shopping and you're in a store and a salesperson comes up to you, which is a rare thing these days, but in some places that still happens. And they come up to you and they say, is there something that I can help you find? Or what can I help you with today? And generally our reply is what? Just looking. That's right. We're just looking. And so sometimes in our prayer life, we're kind of like that with God. We're just looking. We're really not too interested in getting real business about our prayer, getting real serious about doing and being in the will of God when it comes to our prayer life. We're just kind of looking around. And then that persistence in knocking says that we knock because only God can do this. Only God can answer this door that needs to be open. And when we're knocking, we're to try every door until we find the right one. Have you ever done that? Sure you've done that. If you're looking for something at home, perhaps that you've misplaced, you look in every drawer. You open the cupboard doors, and you keep searching until you find it. I mean, we're familiar with this kind of activity. We do it all the time. If you came into my office on most given days, you would find, as you look at my desk, you would find, how in the world, preacher, do you ever find anything? Because everything on my desk is white. Every paper is white, you know. And so sometimes I frantically go searching for those papers. Sometimes there are more important things to me than being organized on my desk. And however, I know I need to be organized on my desk, but people's lives are more important than the organization on my desk. But sometimes I frantically look for those things, and I look until I find what I'm looking for. And so we're familiar with that activity. The question is, why don't we do that in our prayer life? Why don't we keep knocking until we find the door? Until we find that which fulfills the need of our heart. I'm reminded that the Lord gives us two great examples, and they're both found in the Gospel of Luke. And you might want to turn there for just a minute in Luke chapter 11, verses 5 through 10. Perhaps you'll remember this parable of the persistent friend. You know, when people say, why do we need to persist in prayer? I'm going to ask God one time and he knows what I need of, so why should I continue to trouble him? Well, Jesus explains why we should continue to trouble him in this parable. Listen to the words. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, which is another word for persistence. because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Could it be perhaps that we only tap on the door? Could it be that we're timid in our coming to the door and knocking, saying to ourselves, this isn't important enough to God? Listen, if three loaves of bread are important to God, then surely the need of our heart is important to God. And so we need to knock and let God hear us. And it's not that he can't hear the tap, but he needs to know the seriousness of our heart in this matter of praying. And we're to knock, and we're to knock on every door until we come to the door that is going to open and there supply the need. There are a few things that cause us to lose heart in praying more than delays in answers to our requests. Jesus teaches us that we should persevere and not grow weary in doing so. Which brings us to the purpose then of persistent prayer. To teach us that prayer is based upon conditions. Prayer is conditional. It's conditional upon our sincerity. How sincere are you when you pray? Are you flippant with the Lord? Are you really meaning business with him? And then we need to follow that process of prayer that we see here from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And then as we persist in our prayer, this teaches us four things. It teaches us that we are to communicate with God. Those of you who are married, if you went all week long and you never said a thing to your wife or your husband, there's absolutely no communication, there's going to be a breakdown. It's going to be a breakdown in fellowship, I can guarantee you that. So I wonder how broken is our fellowship with God? Because we do not speak to him. We do not communicate with him. The primary vehicle by which we commune with God is prayer. How can we go days and days and days and weeks without communicating with him? It also teaches us patience and hope in God. You know, God doesn't always move fast. Most of us live in such an instant world today that we expect God to move instantly. When we ask, we want him to jump. You know, but God says, I'm not ready to jump sometimes. God says, what you're asking for, I'm not ready to give it to you because you're not ready to receive it. You just think you are. And so God causes us to wait. And so we learn to be patient so that our hope can grow in what God is able to do. Persistent prayer teaches us to love God. You don't keep going to someone that you don't trust. You don't keep going to someone that you don't love and adore. You just don't keep hanging out and keep knocking on that door if you don't care. And so it teaches us to love God. And God loves to be loved. We love to be loved, but God loves to be loved. And certainly, persistent prayer teaches us and demonstrates our trust in God. That we're not going to another source. And so we hang tight with God. We keep knocking on that door waiting for him to answer because we know that he's the only one that can answer. We know that he does have the goods. And so we stay there. We don't try to go to another supply, because there isn't one. And so our trust, our level of trust is increased as we continue to be persistent in our prayer life. Secondly, the purpose of persistent prayer is to teach us that prayers are heard and answered by God. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever prayed and had you ever answered? Has that ever happened? Well, what does that teach us? Does it teach us that God does hear and that God does answer? So why that we try to handle to God the ability to do it? Why in the world would we spend our time because we allow the matter of our soul. Last. After we've tried it. God answers every prayer. He does. If it's wrong, I'm going to say no. If the time, God said, slow.
the web, 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 Something with 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 something Wait, something. Wait, so.